the conditions of garden keeper that hold another down. A Fletcher soon a little arrow drawn to take him out. Come a shadow from the real sunrise.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sarah Lapsley. I'm filling in once again. It's 7:04 p.m. Saturday night, March 19th. Woo! So I'm here for an hour. I'm really excited to be here. So I'm just basically going to play music and blab a bit. But after this, I'm going to babysit for a friend because she's going out to the Astoria to see Fashionism. And so I've heard lots about them, but I actually haven't listened to them. So I'm going to play a couple tracks. Smash the State with Your Face, I'm going to play first. And then I'm going to play Quit Looking at the Time by Fashionism. So rock on Saturday night. Have fun. settle in for 1 hour of awesome music on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Fashionism, Smash the State with Your Face. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sarah Lapsley. I'm your host from now until 8 p.m. So tonight, if you're not doing anything, I highly encourage you to go down to the Astoria. I would be there, but I'm babysitting for my friend who's going to the Astoria. Because tonight, there is DJ Steve Ferreira and Fashionism, who I just played two tracks of theirs. I just played Smash the State with Your Face and Quit Looking at the Time. And so I've heard about them, but I can see why there's a buzz, because I bet they're totally awesome live. They're opening for Criminal Code from Tacoma, Washington, and Test from Portland, Oregon. And the headlining band is Neighborhood Brats from Los Angeles. So I bet it's a cool bill. Criminal Code is not a great band name, because I tried to find like a video online, but it just doesn't lead to videos of the band. It leads to YouTube videos about lawyers and crime. But I did find Neighborhood Brats. Never heard of them, but I do like them because all their songs are super short. I always think that's a good sign. So I'm going to play a song by Neighborhood Brats. This one is called Fast and Loose. Let's see how it is.
I got rocket. I like Star Trek.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Cool.
Awesome. I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Great, yeah.
I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay. Sure.
I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
Goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians aged 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. One in seven Canadians aged 15 years and older experienced verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sarah Lapsley, very excited and happy to be here on a Saturday evening, just filling in and playing music. CITR is so awesome, and of course you know that because you're listening. But I'm very happy to be a bit more involved lately with the programming committee, so I'm aware of the importance of not swearing on air, of saying you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and playing PSAs and all that stuff. We are very, very, very fortunate to have an awesome CRTC license, and it's a real privilege to be able to broadcast on air. And I'm getting used to the new station and the new sub. I actually really, really like it, but I always walk through the old sub on my way and just sort of soak in the vibes, because so much history in the old sub and the old CITR, but I'm digging the new one. So I just played two songs by a really cool band. I love them, Neighborhood Brats. And I'm actually slightly anxious because I'm babysitting so my friend can go see Neighborhood Brats tonight, and I just have a feeling it's going to be a late night. So Neighborhood Brats are from LA. I guess they're a cool female punk band, and along with them is Test, PDX from Portland, Oregon, Criminal Code from Tacoma, Washington, and Fashionism, local superstars Fashionism with DJ Steve Ferrero. So that's tonight, Saturday, March 19th at the Astoria. So go check it out. I won't be there, but enjoy. And I played two songs by Neighborhood Brats. What did I play? Oh, I didn't write it down. Let's see. Oh, I did write it down. I played Fast and Loose from their album No Sun, No Tan. And then We Own the Night. That's, I guess, a single they released called We Own the Night. So what, you know, thinking about the history of CITR and all the years in the old sub and now the move to the new sub, there's one thing that really is the epitome of CITR in my mind, and that's Nardwuar the Human Serviette and his band The Evaporators. And I just was like, I'm definitely going to play some Evaporators tonight. So I'm going to play two songs. There's so many fabulous ones, but I'm going to play this one, I Don't Need My Friends to Tell Me Who My Friends Are, and Addicted to Cheese. So I'm going to play those now. You're in for a treat, of course, if you've never heard The Evaporators. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
Columbia, Canada, pimping our new record on Alternative Tentacles. We'd like to remind you, I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. Before she comes, stop! I get stuck in the 24th deck of tomorrow night. Friends are. In times like these, it's hard to please. Long lost love gets the shock. Oh my God. I'm having a problem here. I'm hearing something. Dave is telling me something about my friends. But I don't know who is my friends. I'm a spineless jellyfish. But, I mean, is it all about me, though? I gotta go for some advice. Should I ask John Collins, bassist of the Evaporators? Should I ask Scott Livingstone, drummer of the Evaporators? I'm not sure. Me, Nardwar, I'm a spineless jellyfish. I'm a Canadian. We've never been able to decide anything. But wait a second. I have a bandmate that I haven't talked to. And there he is. You tell him, Dave.
I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I just played Addicted to Cheese by the Evaporators. They assure me that no cheese was harmed in the making of that video that I just played. So, two songs by the Evaporators. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. And Addicted to Cheese. So, classic, classic CITR rock. The Evaporators. Shout out to Nardwar. I was like, maybe he's actually listening from home right now. I hope so. So moving on, we've played some good music tonight, and I was just thinking about the Eagles of Death Metal. So they are a band. I don't know much about them, except they're playing at the Peony Forum on Tuesday, April 26th, so a month from now, roughly. And of course, they've become known sort of worldwide for the most unfortunate of reasons. They were, let's see if I can find them on Wikipedia here. Most people know they were playing a concert in Paris and they're from Palm Desert, California. And actually Josh Holm from Queens of the Stone Age plays drums. They're not a death metal band, even though they're called Eagles of Death Metal. But the historic thing that happened was on November 13th, 2015, so just a few months ago, they were playing a sold-out concert to about 1,500 guests at Le Bataclan Theater in Paris, and the venue was attacked by terrorists who killed at least 89 concert-goers. The attackers basically busted into the venue while they were playing, shot randomly into the crowd, and then detonated explosive vests in a suicide attack. When the theater was stormed by special police units. So the band escaped and survived the attack, but the merch guy, Nick Alexander, died. He was among the people killed in the terror attack. So I can only imagine that's basically one of the most traumatic events anyone could ever go through. But they have kind of sort of come out publicly with different statements thanking the French police, the FBI, the U.S. and French State Departments, and especially those at Ground Zero with us who helped each other as best they could during this unimaginable ordeal, proving once again that love overshadows evil. So unimaginable ordeal is certainly right. And so Josh Holm, who is a favorite of mine because he's in Queens of the Stone Age, encouraged musicians of any genre to cover the band's song I Love You All the Time, and all the subsequent proceeds due to the band would be donated to his charity Sweet Stuff Foundation, which would then be donated to the victims of the attack. So a bunch of bands actually did cover this song I Love You All the Time: My Morning Jacket, the Dean Ween Group, Savages, Matt Cameron, Alain Johannes, Petra Hayden, Florence and the Machine, Kings of Leon, Ed Harcourt, Mini Mansions, Jimmy Eat World, and Imagine Dragons. Pearl Jam issued a single covering I Love You All the Time. So I'm going to play that song, I Love You All the Time. And it's funny because I chose it to play without knowing that it sort of was a rallying cry or a kind of healing endeavor. Anyways, I really, really, really want to go see Eagles of Death Metal. And my friend, Esther Cohen, who's a local casting agent, she lives downtown, and she kind of stumbled upon them, like, outside of her apartment building. They were playing in Vancouver a few months prior to the terrorist attack, and they, like, befriended her, invited her backstage, so she knows them and was quite affected by hearing the news that they were involved in this attack. So I'm going to play this song. I hope it's a good song. I Love You All the Time by Eagles of Death Metal. So prayers and thoughts go out to the many, many thousands of people brutally affected by a terrorist attack in November 2015, and looking forward to seeing Eagles of Death Metal with one of my favorite bands, Death From Above, opening up at the end of April here in Vancouver, BC. Here we go. Eagles of Death Metal, I Love You All the Time.
I love you all the time.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is Saturday, March 19th. I think it actually might be the first day of spring or the spring equinox today. I'll have to look it up. I'm actually going to look it up and let you know before the end of the hour. That was Death From Above, 1979, called Trainwreck, 1979. Now, they're a Canadian band from Toronto, two guys. They're super cool. And I love that song. I can't get enough of it. And I play it. I've played it the last three times I've been on air. So I promise I won't play it for a while. One thing I can get enough of is UBC parking. And I just want to, like, use the airtime that I have to complain that it's been a constant thorn in my side. The amount of money I spent on parking at UBC in my years here has been astronomical, and I just got two tickets. And I'm hoping I won't get a ticket tonight. I have paid more than I owe, but it's a tricky business, parking. And, of course, I'm not supposed to have a car, but I do have one, and it's a pain in the butt. And I live in the burbs, and just thinking about moving back into town where I can just bike everywhere, but I don't know. So that was Death From Above, and before that I played Eagles of Death Metal. So those two bands are playing together April 26th. And do go see them, because the Eagles of Death Metal are worthy of support. They were involved in a terrorist attack in Paris in November. Their concert was, like, stormed by terrorists. Like, imagine just playing, like, a regular gig, and then suddenly this nightmare unfolds. Like, that is true trauma. I'm sure they hopefully are getting counseling and stuff to deal with that. So let's move on. Speaking, I'm just switching gears to Guided by Voices, because I've been listening to Guided by Voices in the car. They're one of my favorite bands. They're like a 90s band, totally prolific, the best songs. Their recorded songs aren't as good as they are live. Live, they are for sure the best live band I've ever seen. And I went to Seattle to see them in 2010 at the Showbox. And they opened with this song. It's called A Salty Salute. And Luke Meat was there. Shout out to Luke Meat, because he's a huge Guided by Voices fan. They are truly, like, well, you probably won't see them because they're broken up. I saw them twice or three times, and it was just, like, mind-blowingly good. So this is called A Salty Salute. Won't be as good as their live performance. But when the opening riff started playing, I was in Seattle. It was just like, yay. Okay, here's Guided by Voices, A Salty Salute.
The new drunk drivers. As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Soundtrack to your life, perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV. My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sarah Lapsley. I've been on since 8, and it's 7:46 now, so we've got 14 minutes left. I've been really enjoying playing music. I played Guided by Voices, A Salty Salute, talking about how I saw them in Seattle in 2010, and then I blazed on to the Bob Mould Band, Fugue State, my favorite song by the Bob Mould Band, their album Silver Age. And they're on tour again. Yay. They're playing Seattle May 3rd, I think. So I'm planning to head down to see Bob Mould and check out John Worster on drums. John's a comedian. He's a super drummer and also a well-known comedian. He and his comedy partner, Tom Sharpling, were on The Simpsons the other night. I haven't seen it, but they are so famous. They were like characters in The Simpsons, and I bet it was super cool. So just wishing you all a happy spring equinox. That means the March equinox marks the moment the sun crosses the celestial equator, the imaginary line in the sky above the Earth's equator from south to north. And basically it means spring is here at 9:30 tonight. Woo! So that's awesome. Leave the winter behind, the darkness. Just burst into a wonderful blush of new generative energy, and to spur on my equinox rush, I'm going to play a song by one of my favorite artists. So I've played a lot of can rock, I've played some femcon, I've played a lot of indie stuff. I've stuck to the CRTC regulations. That means I can play a hit by my favorite artist, Bryan Adams. I know that it's considered shameful in some circles to love Bryan Adams, but I'm not ashamed, and some of the coolest people I know also love Bryan Adams. And this one is going out to Kyle, one of my favorite people. He is the fabulous and hilarious bartender at Los Cuervos. So I hang out at Los Cuervos a lot, too often, and he is really funny. If he doesn't like you, he will ignore you. If he likes you, he'll be mean to you. And if he really likes you, he'll do funny things like talk into a banana or do the moonwalk. And he likes Bryan Adams too, and he always tries to cover this one at the British Sex Servicemen's Club. And I feel his pain because I actually did a Bryan Adams song at the British Sex Servicemen's Club karaoke night and it bombed. So this is Bryan Adams. Happy spring, everybody. Hope you find somebody. Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is Saturday night. It is 7:54. This is Sarah Lapsley, and I've been here since 7 o'clock, so I'm kind of getting ready to wrap up. That was Bryan Adams, Somebody, just because I love Bryan Adams. And listen to me, Reckless is like the best album ever. And I was just smiling and maybe even kind of a tear in my eye watching the video of Bryan Adams in his like white t-shirt and jeans, rocking like good, clean motherfucking rock. I did play the content warning. You have been warned. Anyways, that goes out to Kyle Los Cuervos. He won't listen because he's too cool, but it's for him. And happy spring, everybody. It is officially spring as of 9:30 p.m. tonight. And wishing you a nice, fresh energy blowing into your life. So I'm going to close off on one of my favorite songs, also kind of a hit, M.I.A. She is so cool. And this is her video or song, Bad Girls, but it's a really cool video goes with it. And slightly controversial, caused a mild CITR controversy. So I'm going to play it again and free the controversy. She is awesome. It's an awesome video. And I am dedicating it to my friend who spent most of his life in jail. He's still there. And I love him dearly. He knows I'm dedicating this to him. He's not listening. His name is MP Poverty. Love you. And here is MIA Bad Girls. And bye, because I'm leaving now. So have a good night. Bye.
Just me and you, but if I get a bed, baby, can I take you?